Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 72 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
I got a copy on you. I'm headed up into Unionville Mobile. Sound all right. WHCPM, clear.
Currently connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 1100 hours. cloudy. 77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O. I see the MVC Dataverse guys back. Yay!
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Is the Flint guy back? Were you talking about the Flint guy sending packets? Yes, he does.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees.
WRO Macomb County standing by.
NHBBZ standing by for the 8th net.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees.
Air PSC net, anybody out there?
November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, Delta Mike in Warren.
Station, please go ahead and give me a call sign, please.
November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu.
Okay, I have a November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. We're probably going to fire up the thing here, so give me a chance to run the preamble and we'll get started. This is KJBD.
Net control, another check-in.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, we just got the link on here in Macomb County. This is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, D2, Macomb County.
Okay, NAWRO, got you. I'm going to move now and do the preamble. So this is KJBD. I'll be net control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near frequency 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated mission emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on EchoLink, but will only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OCCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, and my name is Jim, and I'm the position of emergency coordinator in Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. N8, Victor Delta Zulu, and N8, WRO. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call them out.
This is...
This is WDA Delta X-ray Bravo.
This is?
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November.
This is?
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, let's break.
break it there, and we will now move on to more of the net. Let's move first to KEAGON. Max, you're up, sir.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. First off, thank you, Jim, KEAGON, for taking the net this afternoon. The FOS2 would suggest we should be up higher, but I see the numbers falling on it, so who knows, maybe the band conditions are changing rapidly here. We've got a couple things this week. Tomorrow I had a call with the Children's Hospital Group, Region 5 for Kids. We're doing some follow-up of after-action report and improvement planning efforts with regard to an exercise that was held about a year or two ago. Thursday is the RECWIC meeting, Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Workgroup. That's part of FEMA Region 5. This will be the first meeting we've had in a couple of months since our coordinator retired. And we have an interim group. I haven't fully replaced him yet, so we'll wait to see what they have to say. With that, I hope everyone has a good week ahead. Stay safe, stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, back to net.
KAGON, KJBD, thanks for your comments. And yeah, even though the predictions say it should be good, we're back on 80. So I guess I'll go next. We had our annual county tabletop disaster drill on Thursday. That was good. I get to see all the rest of the members of the EOC personnel and get a chance to explain to a lot of new people exactly what amateur radio brings to the table. So with that, what I will do now is move to N8, Victor Delta Zulu. Your comments, sir.
Net Control, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. I am the DEC, the Deputy EC for Macomb County, ARPSC. My first time joining this net, not too much to say, just joining in and listening along, and maybe I'll have more to say next time. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for running the net. November 8, Victor Delta Zulu.
Victor Delta Zulu, thanks for joining us. Pile in any time and any information you got, we're glad to hear. Let's move next to N8WRO. Your comments, sir.
Thanks, Jim. This is N8WRO. I'm Tim, an AEC in Macomb County. Well, yesterday, at the invite of our D2 Oakland County neighbors, we deployed 13 of our members at the Woodward Dream Cruise. Many thanks to Oakland County's DC Mike, KD8ATK, and all in Oakland County who make this eyes and ears detail possible each year. It was reported that everything went generally good, and of course it was good to see all the vintage cars. Macomb County remains at 39 active members on our roster, and we started ramping up our new HAMS postcard recruitment project again for this fall. As always, thanks to Mike, OPU, Jeff, SWR, and all at Central Michigan for providing the UHF-VHF link. That's all from Macomb for this week, so I'll send it back to you, Jim. This is N8WRO.
Hi, AWRO, KJBD, thanks for checking in. And yeah, one of these days, I've got to make it over to see that Woodward Cruise again. It's always good to see the old cars. Those are a lot of the ones I grew up with and really wanted to have when I was a teenager. Anyway, thanks, and we'll move next to WD8AXB.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. This is WD8AXB. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County. And let's see here. I guess the one big ham thing to report was that the St. Joseph County, the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club had its first in a long time. not sure when they had their last one, but it's the first in a long time, a fox hunt. So there were two, being the drivers and the hunters, and then we had one fox, and happy to say that all three teams found the fox. They mostly used the homebrew three-element tape measure beams that are often seen as homebrew kits that people have because they're inexpensive to make and they're very lightweight, and the tape measure elements can take getting bumped around without damaging them. So that worked out well, and so we were happy to have seven or eight people help out with the fox hunt yesterday. And so they got a bunch of rain, but got their job done. That's the main thing. Other than that, after the fox hunt, spent time on the phone talking to a couple friends about how to make things better, and little does anybody really know here in the United States, but there is some 80-meter fox hunting, 80-meter fox hunting called ARDF, Alpha Romeo Foxtrot. It's a competitive type of fox hunting. So we're gonna check into a little bit more about what it takes to try to do this on HF, and that sounds like a much more on foot and you know, lots of exertion kind of thing to do, almost like a triathlon only without the swimming. So anyway, thanks for taking the net. Yep, signals are a lot better here on 75 meters tonight, that's for sure. So back to that control from WD8AXB.
WD8AXB, KJVD. Yeah, those are fun. I've been on a couple of fox hunts myself, and it's always good. Thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. And let's move next to N8NOR. You're up, sir.
Good evening to everybody on the net. This is N8NOR. Hey, you can here in Portage, Michigan, in South Texas. Don't have too much to report tonight. It was great to hear WD8AXB Fox Hunt was successful yesterday. I wish I could have joined, but I had some other pressing things going on yesterday. Maybe next year. But the idea of 80 meters Fox Hunt sounds interesting. I definitely would want to be a part of that. I don't have too much else to report, so I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
Hi, NOR, this is KJBD. Thanks for commenting, sir. Yeah, a real good signal coming in. The stuff seems to be building. I thought 40 was going to do it for us great, but, it didn't happen. Anyway, thanks for following us over. Let's move next to N8HAP. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, next call, and everyone on the net. My name is Joel, and I am part of the Macomb County ARPFC. Nothing exciting to report on my end. I did deploy with the Dream Cruise, and had a pretty good time doing that, and no issues. So nothing more to report. I'll send it back to next call. This is November 8th, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Okay, NADKT, thanks for your comments, sir, and Macomb County's well represented tonight. So I'll take this opportunity to put out a call. If anybody out there want to check in through the Michigan ARPST net, please call now. We got started a little late, so I'll give a call here at about 5:20. Please call now.
Kilowatt, 0080, Whiskey Romeo.
Okay, I got KK8SWR. Any others we should check in, please call them out. Okay,
Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Your comments, sir.
68JBD in the net, WA4MLD, South Macomb. Everyone sounds really good here right now, so keep it up. Have a great week, WA4MLD.
Okay, WA4MLD, once again, Macomb County really booming in today with lots of people. Great participation. Let's see, I had a KF8, Echo Tango Quebec. He said he was in and out, but in case he's out there, any comments? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move next to Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Up, Bravo Alpha, GA, your comments, sir.
Hope everybody enjoys the week. It's not supposed to be so hot. And I'm on vacation and just want to drop in and say hi for the first time and time for the first run. 3 and back to night. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Enjoy your weekend. Let's move next to
KBAWR. Your comment. Don't have a whole lot. Working at the boys' house, working on the driveway today, so enjoying the hot weather. Back to next. Here's up to here.
KBAWR. Thanks for your comment, sir. And yeah, fine. Weather's not bad. Are there any other stations we should check in? Because we've hit the bottom of the roster. Please call now. KGBD. This is KGBD, the control from the Michigan ARCS CNET. Anyone wish to check in? Please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, well this is KATBD, and what I'm going to do is go through and basically say it, secure the net, make sure everything's okay, and glad everyone checked in. We had 11 people on the net today. It's 1723. And unless there's any other late check-ins, we're going to secure the net. This is KJBD monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 88 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Special weather statement.
KE8RUH from NHZVZ. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Uniform Hotel from NHZVZ. Calling KE8RUH from NHZVZ. Nothing heard. NHZVZ is clear and monitoring.
This is KF8 FTS monitoring.
KF8.
This is KF8 FTS. Could you repeat your call sign?
Sure thing. It's November 8th. Zulu Victor. Zulu, N8, ZVZ, name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. And how are you this evening?
Number 8, Zulu, Victor Zulu. Bill, we're doing well. That first personal here is David, over in Utica.
Oh, fine business, David. I've never used the FBI system before. And I say that, it sounds like we're talking about the Federal Bureau of Investigations, but of course, we're talking about Flying Bears International. I've got a small local coverage repeater in the Grosse Pointe area, but it's got All-Star, so I've linked it up. Just trying to meet some more local hams. I normally link it up to the Michigan IRA system, if you know what that is. And I've met a lot of great people on that, but they're all kind of in the central and west side of the state. I'm trying to get some more activity on my local system, so I figured the best way to do that is to actually talk to some people that are nearby. So that's my story. How about you?
Well, glad to have you on the FBI system. FBI is, this repeater is connected to the CMN network, so you're going to get people all up and down the east side of the state and some toward the west side. But there's a lot of good people on this repeater network here. I've just throwing my call out there, see what's going on. We got at 8 o'clock, the Hazel Park group has got what they call a conversational roundup at 8 o'clock, which is in prefacing the 9 o'clock net, and that's on 14664 at the Hazel Park repeater. So I just thought I would get on the FBI network and throw out my call. And actually, my radio monitors a couple frequencies, and this happens to be one. I heard you on there, and said, well, let's get back. I didn't recognize your call, so let's get back with this guy. Glad to have you out here, Bill. This is KF8FGS. That's finding good signals. Back to you.
I like that, finding good signals. That's a good one. Yeah, you know, I've been a ham a long time. I've been not as long as some, actually. It feels long to me, but others have got me lapped. But I got my ticket back in the early 90s. And I used to be a member of the Edison Club. If you've been around for a while, they had the 14533 on the top of the Edison building. I think the 145, that frequency is still being used by someone else. I don't know if the antenna is still on top of the Edison building. But you know, then I kind of got busy. I was traveling a lot for work. I kept my license. I made sure I renewed it, you know, all the time. But I wasn't on the air much. And then in early, well, around.
Now, Bill, you cut out there. Can you come back? And by the way, that 14533 is still being utilized on the VTE building.
Early 2000s, but you know, you can get a cheap mobile duplexer for UHF, and I run the site at my house, so I don't have a lot of RF interference. I don't need a fancy set of filters for it. So I put it up, but I was still kind of busy. But now I'm semi-retired, so I got plenty of time to play again, and like I said, trying to get active again. So that's what's going on over here.
November 8, Zulu, Victor Zulu. Do you copy? KF8FTS.
Yeah, I copy. You're transmission, or did I drop at some point?
November 8, Zulu, Victor Zulu. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra. Bill, do you copy?
Yeah, so I can hear you, but it sounds like you can't hear me. Correct? This is NHCVZ. I guess you can't answer that if you can't hear me.
Yeah, we got you back. I'm not sure what the issue was, but glad to have you back. Yeah, we get on, I've used 14533 a couple times on the repeater crawl, you know, which is kind of fun, too.
Ah, the repeater crawl. Is that kind of like a pub call for ham radio?
Well, sort of. There's this fellow Keith, I forget his call, but he's got... he put us an Excel spreadsheet out, a live spreadsheet, and it has, he chooses some frequencies, and for the week, and it said Friday evenings at 6:50. At 6:50 on Friday evenings, and there's anywhere from, 10, 12, 14 stations, and they bounce around the repeaters all around the metro area just to check out how your antennas are doing, and if you've made any improvements, you can compare and see how things are going. And I've gotten on there a few times, and it's a good bunch of people. Everybody down from Monroe and Ann Arbor, Windsor, Rochester, here in Utica, and all around the area.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Unfortunately, right now, the only antenna I have is hooked into the repeater. So I can't really, I can only go agile if I've got other nodes I can connect to. I've been thinking of putting a second antenna up, to be able to run, just simplex on, or, to another repeater. But I only got one antenna and I'm using it.
Oh, you can never have too many antennas, Bill. I've got a couple up right now. I've been working off a J-pole here for quite a while, and I've got a for 2 meters and 70 centimeters. So I'm looking at, I've got a Comet CX333 tri-bander that I'm going to be putting up for local use. I've got a tri-band any-tone radio, so I figure, well, let's go ahead and see if we can generate some interest on the 220 band. Back to you, Bill.
Yeah, 220 is a band that I get the impression, there's some diehards on there, but you don't find a ton of folks because the equipment isn't as easy to get your hands on. Is that correct?
Well, there's a several tri-band HTs out there now, and the Anytone is, I don't know, they definitely don't have a corner on the market. I have an Anytone 578 and whatever the latest iteration is, and I've had it for about a year, and it does really well. It's puts out about 60 watts, and right now, I'm pushing, I got it jacked down a little bit, but I'm on... about 30 watts right now on this frequency. And I'm at, there's one more power level above it, but it does pretty good. And then the J-pole, of course, there's no gain with the J-pole, or very little, because being omnidirectional. That's why I want to put up that that Comet tri-bander. My other antenna that I have up is a fan dipole, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. But we stand, I like this little J-pole antenna. It does really good. I mean, I get 25 miles in simplex, so I can't complain.
J-pole is a very simple to build, popular, well-performing antenna. You're right, it doesn't have much in the way of gain. It's better than a quarter wave, right, by a little bit. But no, I have nothing wrong with that. And actually, sometimes you don't want, antennas that are too directional, depending on where you're perched. I mean, I'm not talking about a beam. I mean, a beam, you got to rotate it to where you want to use it. But some of the higher gain verticals have such a low angle of radiation that if you're kind of perched not quite on the same level of the person you're trying to talk to, you can sometimes skip over them. So, it's on the margins, I guess, but sometimes the more widely radiating verticals actually give you, better coverage than the higher gain, more narrowly radiating verticals. Anyways, that's been my impression, at least. This is NHZVZ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. I don't know if you just heard the repeater system say we're connected to the CMN Network. If you're familiar with that network, it's all the way from Monroe up to Sault Ste. Marie. Mostly on the east side and the south, the east and south side of the state, and up the east side of the Mitt, all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie. They have a website. If you just Google CMN Network or CMN Ham Network or something like that, you'll find it. There's all kinds of repeaters. It's just everywhere. So we're talking statewide right now.
I looked it up before, so I know we're linked to a bunch of systems. I mean, it's kind of the more east side of the state version of the IRA system, which I'm guessing you've heard of, right? Same idea, but different, somewhat overlapping, but a different set of coverage areas. And the IRA, I think, is all analog FM, where I gather the CMN network has some digital DMR repeaters hooked in, correct?
Roger that. There's quite a number of DMI repeaters that I use. I talk off the Mount Clemens or Detroit typically, but when I go straight up north of Utica here, I have business that I take care of up there and different things. So I'll talk off the Burnside, Michigan repeater, but it does a fantastic job. I'm not familiar with the IRA repeater system. Is there a website I can go to investigate that a bit?
Oh, most definitely. W8, so Whiskey 8, India Romeo Alpha, W8 IRA. Yeah, it's probably one of the oldest repeater networks in the state, from my understanding. I mean, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but that was my understanding from reading the history and just my own history in ham radio in Michigan. You can go to the site. They've got their main site is in Grand Rapids. They got a site down in Jackson. They've got one in Traverse City. They got one in Buddington. They've got one in Flint. They've got one in Ann Arbor. They've got one in Millington. You kind of get the picture. But go to the site. It's all on there.
Roger that. So it's w8ira.com or something of that nature.
But if you just W8IRA in Google, I think that'll be the first site that comes up.
Roger that. I opened up the open ham clock and just looking for something that might be propagating now. Besides 20, there's not much going on. But I'm going to look this up another couple minutes here. If you want to go over to the DART repeater,
if you're connected with them, going to have what they call the conversational roundup. I think you'd enjoy it. They put it out there to, as a prelude to the 9 o'clock repeat, the 9 o'clock net, and it's primarily to encourage new hams to key up the mic. And having experienced hams really helps because there's quite often a lot of questions, and all comments are appreciated. KF8FTS, back to N8ZBZ.
So you said it's on the dart. Two questions, and if you don't know the answer to the one, that's fine. Is the dart on EchoLink or All-Star? Would be one question. And two, if it's not, where is it located, and what's the frequency information? I know I could just look it up, but I'm guessing you have it handy in front of you.
Yeah, Bill, to answer your questions in order, it is at both EchoLink and All-Star, and the frequency is 14664, of course, a negative offset, and with a PL of 100 hertz. That's 100 hertz. And they're going to be having the, it'll be net number 3,010 consecutive weekly nets on this. It's 56 years worth. It's remarkable.
That is pretty impressive. That is pretty impressive, Dave. That's not a bad track record. So you said they're on EchoLink. You don't know the node number offhand. Do they have a website, you know?
Yeah, the website is, it's Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club. And if you Google that, the website will come up. I'm just now calling it up myself.
Yeah, I found the website. Let's see. Oh yeah, no, I can connect. Yeah, I can connect to them through. I'll do that. I'll cross over, and I'll catch over there. And I'm just curious, where that you're located in Utica? Kind of major streets. What are you nearby?
Nearest cross streets to the QGH would be Ryan Road at Auburn Road, which is old M59, basically 21 mile road at Ryan.
Yeah, that's pretty far from where I am. The only reason I ask is, so you said you got a 70 centimeter antenna. How high up is it? I'm curious if you can actually hear my system from where you are.
Well, my antenna connection point on this J-pole is about 26 feet above ground level here, which is 702 feet above sea level, so I'm at about 728 feet above sea level. And you said during Grosse Pointe, that'd be a little bit lower.
You're right. Last time I looked, we're, 500, 550. ASL. Yeah, you might hear me. So I'll flip over to the dart. But if you got some time afterwards, or if you got the ability to listen on 440 while you're on 2 meters, I'd be really curious, and I'd love to know if you can catch any signal on 446.5. That's the outputs on the repeater here.
Now, what's the PL?
The PL is 127, spot 3. The output is 446.5, and the input's 441.5. So unlike a lot of UHF repeaters, the offset is negative 5, not positive.
All right, that's different, Bill. That's different. Are you in the city of Grosse Pointe or one of the other points?
Yeah, no, I'm in the woods. I'm right near... 8 Mile in Jefferson. It's Vernier if you know the area when you get to the woods. But if you put a pinpoint at Vernier and Lakeshore, Very close to that. Those would be the major, you know, kind of, that'd be the major intersection.
Well, Roger that. Well, I'm about to, I can hear some of the guys, because I'm monitoring the Dart repeater, and I can hear a couple of the guys, you know, they're starting to chat. Go if you can, go to the Dart, and I will see if I can hit that repeater. It'll take me a minute to program it in. I'll have to pull up my software and see if I can't get that plugged in. Negative offset. Well, how cool is that? All right. Well, very good, Bill. N8ZVZZ Victor, or Z or Zulu, Victor Zulu. And this here is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Golf Sierra. David, again, is the first personal. That's Dave with two Ds. And when I sign off, I usually say that I found a good signal. And indeed, we have here tonight, Bill. And I appreciate your effort here, and I am going to try to get onto this. I'll see if I can call up my program, get you programmed in. Maybe we can talk. I usually don't stick around long on the 9 o'clock net. I just check in and out. So maybe we can talk after that. This is KF8FTS73, Bill, and we will definitely talk soon.
73, David. Thanks for coming back. I'm going to try to hook up into the Dart, and hopefully you'll hear me on that. And then we'll if we have time, and if you've got the inclination, we'll play afterwards. Take care, buddy. N8ZVZ clear.
Special weather state. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
W-8-E-A-P.
Connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 77 degrees.